John Lewis, EWTN's Rome Bureau Chief, received the apostolic exhortation from Pope Francis during the closing Mass for the Year of Faith on Sunday. She spoke to Charles Collins about the document.
The copy that the Holy Father gave us on Sunday, 2 days, of course, before it's becoming officially presented to the world, I did come home and certainly start to read that copy. And I kind of skipped around a bit so that I could get a bit of the whole picture. And my first thought was, this sure sounds like a plan or a program for his papacy. Because he touches on all levels. He's speaking to all people. You know he's talking to the priest in a certain part. He's talking to the laity. He's talking to bishops. And so he's getting everyone involved, or certainly wants to, in the new evangelization. But we heard that all year long in the Year of Faith, too. We heard this role of evangelizing, of spreading the faith, is incumbent on each one of us individual Christians.
He also spoke about the church as it's lived, including his role as Pope. He mentioned changes, even of institutions of strong historical legacy. We have all these meetings coming up in a few months. Do you think there are exciting times ahead based upon this exhortation?
Oh, I do think there are. And the interesting thing about the points you just mentioned was that he didn't give, when he talked about the papacy, for example, or the curia, the offices of the church, he didn't give specific examples of, now when I talk about the papacy, I mean this. He gives very general ideas, and it's almost like he's preparing the people that he is going to be meeting with, including in a year from now the Synod of Bishops. It's like he's preparing them, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is what is on our plate for coming weeks and coming meetings. And the impression I get, too, is that what Pope Francis wants is he wants a better church. He wants a better society, and he wants a better world. But most of all, he would like to see the church in its evangelizing efforts. He would like to see the church be the cause of a betterment in the church, in society, and in the world. And that those are undoubtedly issues that will come up with specifics, like you mentioned, the role of the papacy. How do we bring other people closer to the church vis-a-vis the role of a pope?
He also wasn't shy about tackling politics and economic issues. Can you talk a little bit about your impressions of his statements on the economy, on the marginalized, and other aspects touching on the political world?
Well, you know, that was one of the things that struck me the most, because this was Francis's tone. Anybody who has listened to him in these months of his papacy or has read his words, almost sometimes in a conversational way, but at other times in an admonishing way, not in a bad sense, in a good sense. He admonishes like, he talks about the poor. He has always talked about the poor since the first day of his papacy, and we know that because of the name that he chose, his insistence on looking to these people, looking to the poor people, involving them in our life, making them the focus of our life. And, you know, if you just look at some of the subtitles, like the chapter 2, Amid the Crisis of Communal Commitment, The Challenges of Today's World, the subtitles are No to an Economy of Exclusion, No to the Idolatry of Money, No to a Financial System that Rules Rather than Serves, No to the Inequality which Spawns Violence. Now, there's also a lot of yeses in there, too, but each of those titles will give you an idea of where he wants to go with society, putting man back at the center always, taking away man as a simple commodity, and returning man's dignity to him in the first place.
As a final question, he also talks about relations with people outside of the church, specifically with with other Christian communities, especially the Orthodox, with other religions, and also with the unbelieving world. What did he have to say about the church's relations with those outside of itself?
Well, I would say three words: dialogue, dialogue, dialogue. And dialogue, if it's a two-way street, you and I are talking. While one talks, the other is listening. And I think that that is a very important part of what he's trying to say in this, indicating that there is a certain, what word will I use, validity. I mean, there are other belief systems. Other belief systems also will have good and true in them. And that's what we have to search for as we have a dialogue with other religions. And there's always the question of finding out more what unites us to others and stressing that rather than what divides us.
Was there any final thoughts you had on this?
Just the all-encompassing nature of it, because he doesn't limit it to just a Catholic church evangelization. Of course, that's at the center. But he wants to involve all of society, which we do see by what we just talked about. He talks about politics. He talks about the economy. He talks about justice. He talks about world leaders, the role of leaders. And he says at one point, I don't remember the exact sentence, but he said, I wish so much, I pray that we will have more world leaders who will put the poor and poverty at the center of their programs. So it's like there's no subject that he's afraid to touch or bring into this for us, all of us who are among those who evangelize.